Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and in each episode, my special guest and I will talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes we'll just talk about some cool people who are doing cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I'll introduce you to this week's guest right after this. Welcome to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I'm your host, Shayna Black, and today I am joined with Clevelander Tiffany Hollinger. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This, first of all, thank you for coming in. This is our first socially distanced but in-person podcast. I haven't done one of these since February.
Yay!
So you are my first guest in person, two mics, no Zoom, and I can tell you, I already like this better. Like, I forgot how this feels.
Yes, yes, love it.
So thanks for coming in and joining me. So let's just get right to, well, you know what? Before we get right to it, okay. Tell everybody a little bit about you. Are you a Clevelander, born and raised? All those kind of things that Clevelanders want to know.
Okay, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate being here. And yes, with all that's going on, I appreciate being able to get out of the house. Oh my gosh. Yes, I'm Tiffany L. Hollinger, also known as #AskTiffanyH. I am originally from Cleveland, Ohio, born and raised, graduated from Shaker, then went off to the Ohio State University, came home for a few years, and decided to expand my horizons. I relocated to the Washington, D.C. area, lived there for about 10 years, loved it. People always ask, why did I come back? It was a sequence of interesting events. I think that the universe made things such that it was required for me to come back, and I did. Not reluctantly, I came back. Love it. My family is here. I've been able to establish a lot of wonderful business opportunities here. And so now it's been actually, this year has been 10 years that I've been back. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to do the things that I do, and thank you for having me.
Of course. So how long have you been back from D.C.?
January, been 10 years now.
So you were in D.C. for 10 years, and then you've been back 10 years.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Were you always into real estate even in D.C., or did that something that happened when you got back to Cleveland?
Interesting. Real estate is something that I got into coming back home to Cleveland. My occupational or profession before that was financial services. So I'm a financial advisor, stockbroker, financial planner, other comparable terms or titles you might hear. I actually got into real estate when coming back home to Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah. Things are clicking now. Like, it makes sense from all that I've known about you and seen about you on social media. Like, that's the piece that's kind of like, why are we doing that? Gotcha now.
Yeah, yeah.
So... So let's talk about a little bit of we're going to talk about all of it. Let's talk about real estate, though, because there's so many misconceptions about home buying. And even, especially right now with the COVID crisis, this is the time to buy, or you can't buy a house. What are things people need to know about being a homeowner? Mm-hmm. And even let's talk about first-time homeowners. Because when I first bought my house, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to find an agent. Mm-hmm. Or what to look for.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Wonderful. And it's a great topic. Part of some of the things that I do on social media, I address some of those questions before COVID was kicking in, and that kind of shift a little bit. But today is still a good time to buy, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, because interest rates are excessively low right now. They're still in the low threes to mid to very, in the mid threes to the very low fours right now. So this is a great time to buy. First time home buyer housing inventory is still available. There is a slight housing shortage because not as many people are willing who are currently in homes to transition to another home. So there's a little shortage in certain price points, but most first-time home buyers, there's definitely a lot of housing stock in that, if you know what I'm saying. The process, it can be challenging because we live in a world of information overload. We'll go to the internet and Google and Susie Orman's and all of these other places or David Ramsey. We hear all of this stuff and it becomes information overload. But I would always share, if nothing else, if anyone is under the sound of my voice, first contact someone that you can build a relationship with. Be that you ask some of your friends for referrals, your parents for referrals, but whatever you do, I would caution to not call the person you see on the sign for a particular house that you're interested in, because that person represents the seller. Now, not that they can't represent you, but you want to have someone that's going to work for you. So I would just say, ask your sphere. Like, a referral is always better than not, right? And when you meet with someone, you'll get a feel for them. You'll get a feel if the vibe is right, if they're really helpful and engaging. And if for some reason it doesn't feel right and it doesn't work, it's okay to find someone else to work with.
So you bring up an excellent topic about don't just call the person on the sign. What's the first step in home buying? Like I said, going back when I first bought a home, it was the time when they were just saying pre-approval, pre-approval, pre-approval. And this was, you know, a while ago, so it's not mm-hmm. recent. Yes. There were ads saying, go to the bank first, get pre-approved, and then look for the home. Some people go the other way. I love this home in Beechwood or South Euclid, and now I want the home. And then they go the other way. So what's the process? Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for asking that question. And so technically, yes, you should get the pre-approval first. However, to step back and to put it into perspective, your agent is the person who helps you from the beginning of the process all the way to delivering the keys. There are other professions that are involved in the process of buying a house. So to the point of getting the pre-approval, you do that with a lender. But your agent will be able to help ensure that either they can refer you to some people, or you might have a relationship with a bank or a credit union. That's fine. But they'll be the ones that kind of will say, well, you know, maybe that rate is a little too high, or those points are a little, or fees are a little too, I guess the agent who's going to be the one to help guide you through it. But yes, 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 get the pre-approval first. It's not like buying a car where you shop for the car and then go and find financing. You need to get the pre-approval first, and here's why. One, we need to know what your purchasing capacity is. So people will always say, oh, I have good credit. It's over and beyond just your credit. What are the amount of debts that you have in comparison to your income? The number one challenge for most people when they go get their pre-approval is student loans, right? Student loans are characterized in an interesting kind of way when looking at financing for a mortgage. That's not taken into consideration when you're applying for credit cards or a vehicle. So you have to get the pre-approval. And then most importantly, once you understand your purchasing capacity, that then put everything in perspective, so now you can tailor your search. How many times have people said, oh, I love this house, and it's $350, but because of student loans, they only can qualify for $250. Not a big difference in $50,000, but it's a deal breaker for the $300,000.
And it's a big difference in house.
Absolutely.
As well.
Right. And then the other way around, there are people who are like, oh, well, you know, because I want to be very modest with my budget, you know, maybe I only want to buy a $100,000 house. And then once they get their pre-approval and realize the comparison of low interest rates, that based upon what they wanted to pay on a monthly basis, they could actually buy a $200,000 house. But they don't know what they don't know. And so that's why it's better to have all of the pieces of the puzzle, get the pre-approval so you'll know what your capacity to purchase is.
So no one ever explained the student loan being different part. You know, I know the debt to income ratios and all those, but again, buying a home is not something we do as frequent as buying a car. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. But it also starts to make me think about like all the processes of how this, you know, we talk to kids and parents talk to us about when you choose colleges. Mm-hmm. And you, And when I was younger, you just went to college. Like, right. student loans is part of the process. Do it.
Right.
And I went to an expensive college, loaned as much as I could take out in loans. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. you're carrying a different debt where, in you know, especially like in the 90s or 2000s, you carried this debt because it was about the education. Mm-hmm. And we all had it, so no one thought that it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. But hearing you say that, it's kind of, and now having a high schooler, like, mm-hmm. oh, that is going to make a, that's a game changer. Yeah. And how much debt you carry, or especially some of our more professional people, sure. they've got degrees upon this program, mm-hmm. and they're carrying large amounts of student debt. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. thank you. Just like that was, wow, like yeah. mind-blowing a little bit.
So I will have to just do one public service announcement. This is the financial advisor hat. For those people who are thinking about that, I would say nowhere across the board should that be the reason someone does not get an education.
Oh, absolutely.
It's because but there are some people who I've run across and they're like, well, no, I am going to work my first year before I go to college because I don't want to get student loans. Or parents are like, well, I want them to go to this. Listen, the investment into yourself and your higher level of education is the best investment you can ever make, because it's so much in my experience, in my profession, in my engaging with clients across the board. The degree is less about the degree than more so the capacity to have additional resources in the event something happens. When I came back home to Cleveland, when I lived in D.C., I came back in 2011. As a backdrop, in 2006, I started my own financial planning practice in D.C. When I came home to Cleveland in 2011, I realized that even though Cleveland was home, it was different. I'd been gone so long, so I couldn't just, like, pick up and act like, you know, I had been here all this time, right? So I decided to go back to work. During a time in 2011 where a lot of people were still having challenges finding jobs, you know, and my parents was like, oh my gosh, are you going to be able to find a job? And I found several. The several wasn't necessarily, I mean, yes, I'm good at what I do, don't get me wrong, but having that degree, and I went back and got my accelerated master's when I was here because I needed to make sure no one had a reason to tell me no.
Absolutely.
Right? That made so many more opportunities available to me than not. That's what the degree and the options, beyond expanding your capacity, your mental, and your experience, you know, things of that learning. But my public service announcement, invest in yourself. So.
Yeah, and and before we go to break, okay. what I was taught, I don't know if you read the book Leapfrog, but one of the things is that while we say debt is a four-letter word, debt is, I think of it as debt is like cholesterol. There's good cholesterol, there's bad cholesterol. There's good debts, yep. there's mm-hmm. bad debts. So, yes. you know, many of us have a mortgage.
Yes.
That's not necessarily a bad debt. Mm-mm. Now, pass to Walmart credit card, that's something we might want to think about. And education, it can be a good debt. And right. it's going to help you. And so, right. you know, I always say don't run from the word debt. I have people like, I want zero debt. But then yeah. you can't invest in yourself because you're not right. going to take that loan or that risk to make yourself move forward.
That's right. And you lose leverage.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick break. Okay. We'll be right back. We're going to make this shift to talk about Ask Tiffany H. Yes. and all the other cool things you're doing. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. We'll get you right back to your show. But I wanted to make sure you check out all the other shows at Black Girl Media. Whether listening to The H or A Truth About Child Loss, Under the Wig, or 216 Jams, our podcasts cover all types of topics and are for a variety of lifestyles. So check us out. Also, if you have a show idea and you're ready to get your podcast distributed on Google, Apple, or Spotify, we can get you started. Just head over to blackgirl.media. That's www.blackgirl.media. Be Ready is the go-to for entrepreneurs looking to start or grow their businesses. With mentorship, coaching, marketing, and web design, Be Ready should be your first stop for resources and strategy. Learn more about Be Ready at www.bereadycle.com. That's www.bereadycle.com. Welcome back. I am sitting here. Welcome back to Black Girl and CLE, the podcast. I am here with Tiffany L. Hollinger. Excuse me.
That's okay.
Real estate genius in my world, and the host of Ask Tiffany H, also just Ask Tiffany H. Yeah. So we're going to make a transition because you talked a little bit about real estate, buying a home, all those kind of things. For people that want to know how to, if they might have questions on that or connect with you, how are you on Instagram, social media? How can they find you?
Awesome. Thank you. I am on Facebook. My business Facebook page is Ask Tiffany H. You'll also find me on Facebook at TL Hollinger, or if you just do Tiffany L Hollinger, you'll find me there. You can always email me at ask, A-S-K, Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-H, at gmail.com. Ask Tiffany H at gmail.com. You can find me, please, on Instagram, because I recently had to re-establish an Instagram presence, and so that was interesting. You can find me on Instagram at ask_TiffanyH, and that's on Instagram and Twitter at ask_TiffanyH.
Cool, and we'll leave it in the show notes, so if people want to come back and look at it, they can see it. But so let's talk about Ask Tiffany H. I know it's been in existence for a while. It's not new since COVID. But what got you going there? Or was it more about real estate? Was it about using the financial background you had? This is just a great way to mix both. Tell me the evolution or how you got there.
So interesting, the Ask Tiffany started years ago when I was in D.C. I was putting together a marketing platform, and A asked for accurate, S was skilled, and K was knowledgeable. And I had this idea, it was like, great, I kind of had a skit and everything laid out for to do this, and I put it in a folder, and it went in a closet, and there it stayed. And when I came back home to Cleveland, maybe about 5 years ago, I was cleaning through my drawers, and I ran across the folder, and I was like, wow, I had been thinking about how can I bridge me doing real estate and being a financial advisor. Because it's a mouthful to say, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm a financial advisor and I'm a real estate.
And people think that you're not good at one because you have two.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't be good at two things.
Exactly. And then so I just thought, like, how can I bridge this? And I said, well, if I just brand myself as Ask Tiffany, then I won't have to continue to have that conversation about, oh, I do this and I do this. It's like, just ask Tiffany, and these are some of the things that you can ask me, and then it'll be an evolution. And I hired a person who could do graphics and logo or whatever, and she came up with this great everything, and I was like, wow. And actually, that was 5 years ago. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, wow, this is great. And it went back in the shell. And it went back in the And then about 3 years ago, I said, I just have to, because I can't keep having this. And this is when real estate really started to pick up. And I'm like, I can't keep having this conversation. I was also engaged. And so I had to add the H, because at that time, then Ask Tiffany was no longer available in the public domain. So I had to add something to it. I was engaged, and I said, well, here's my last opportunity to hold on to my maiden name. So let me put H there. But my husband is so kind that he allows me to still use my maiden name.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I go by Hollinger.
That's cool. Well, you know, part of it is also, though, I always think of it as that's that celebrity-ness, that your name is your name. But then you know, you're whomever you want to be in your personal life. So,
right.
You know, even with people that have kids with different last names, you know, you had kids before you got married, there's still people that are going to call you by the kid's last name.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, someone said, as long as the check is right, I don't care, but, you know, I might be this, or some days I'm so-and-so's mom. Like, it's just who you are.
Yeah.
You know, your name is important, but you might answer to different names because we have different relationships.
I think that's a topic for another time, because I struggled with that. Like, identity, as old as I was by the time I got married for the first time, I am Tiffany L. Hollinger. That's who I am. Yes. And so it was, from a professional, people know me for longevity, two different states, and I just, in my mind, I couldn't separate from it? So that could be another topic.
And we can definitely have that. Yes, absolutely. But I get that. And that's just super cool. Plus, when you started talking about the domain, like, I can do a whole soapbox about buying domains. Why, like, I can't buy shaynablack.com. Someone has it, and it hurts my soul because I don't know who else to be. Like, someone's like, use your middle name. Well, I don't really want to do that. That's not, you know, like.
Right.
And so as you start thinking about, like, I tell everybody, just buy your name.
Yes.
Domains are so cheap. Like, that's just right. Buy it because you never know.
That's right.
What's going to happen? And luckily, the person that's shaynablack.com is like an attorney. You know, like there's someone upstanding. But right, if it was just some kind of like.
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
part of the reason I started using the L was when I lived in D.C. And this was before social media took off. It was MySpace or something like that. And I wasn't into social media because being a financial advisor, we were always excluded from interactions with clients in that kind of capacity. We couldn't even send our clients emails. Right. So, like, I'm way behind the eight ball. But there was a young lady who was also from Ohio. Her name was Tiffany Hollinger. She went to Kent. So every time someone would type in my name, and she was younger than I was, she was coming up more because she was in my space and all of that stuff. And so I had to put something. Presence. Right. I had to do something that would distinguish me from her. And so then I start using Tiffany L. Hollinger and immediately, you know, got domains and all of that stuff with the L part. And so,
yeah, I totally, like, I'm going through that identity crisis now. There's so many projects that are sitting because, like, who am I?
Or how do you brand it?
Right.
How do you make it cohesive where it all flows together?
And it'll last. My daughter started this process yesterday. It'll last to who you become.
Yes.
So it might be, you know, like, when we think about who we were in high school, like, I'm cool so-and-so, you know, like, I can't walk around at 50 like, hey, I'm cool, Shayna. You know, like, it's just not going
to.
It ages. It's got to age well. And so my daughter is starting a YouTube channel, and that was her thing. Like, I want to be able to put everything in as I grow in this career. It can be like a portfolio site. So you might not want to be like, hey, I'm so-and-so, fly girl, 20, you know, like, because it's like some of our bad emails.
Right.
The other thing I heard you say is that I picked up on, and I call it, you said that you store the ideas. Mm-hmm. And so I say it's what's really happening is it's present Tiffany or present Shayna, like, helping out future Shayna or future Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
there's times where I'll come across something and I'll be like, oh, I have this idea. I should do this and that. And then I'll be like, wait a minute. I already started it. And then I go to that notebook and, like, the whole plan is developed, or I've started the website and it's been sitting there dormant. And I'm just like, hold up. Just change a few things. I now have a domain. Yes. So I always just say, like, and so so I have a conversation with friends, and we just go, like, wow, I said, future Shayna hooked me up. Shayna hooked me up last year, or she did this great thing. And so I tell people, just write your ideas. And in some cases, especially when people have a lot of ideas, write them, save them, because you can't do them all.
Mm-mm.
And so I have plenty of things I want to do, but if I start trying to keep more ideas coming, I'm not doing what I need to do.
Mm-mm.
So I got to write the idea down. Sometimes I tinker with it, like, wouldn't it be cool if I did this and that, and maybe I do this. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it comes back like, oh, we did that. Yeah. Good job, Pat Shayna. So ask Tiffany H.
Yes.
What is the guise of, like, are people, is it a call-in show for people that don't know? Is it a YouTube? Is it a ask me anything? How does that work?
So as it relates to the social media presence, how it morphed, because Tiffany H was always there. It was in print flyers, and, you know, how it morphed was I also have gotten into flipping houses as an element of real estate as well. And if you know me, I know that social media is a tool for people who are entrepreneurs to really help you market in a very effective and cost-efficient kind of way. So when I understood that, I realized that I had to learn it. I had to learn this monster, this entity. And so I would always post, you know, post. Whatever I'm doing, I'm posting. Well, I had got really bogged down on this one flip, and I had started it and finished it and never post about it. And that's so not like me.
Wow.
And I'm not a very boastful, braggadocious kind of person either. So when I got to the end, I said, oh, I can't go back and be like, oh, look what I did.
Right. I'm going to tear this wall down again and redo it.
So someone came up with an idea. They says, well, why don't you just do a video, do an information session to talk about how you went through them. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. So I found someone, and God gives you what you need when you need it, because right. I just said, hey, this is kind of what I'm thinking to do. I'm not creative. I don't whatever. She said, I got you. And I was kind of hesitant because she was just too cavalier, you know. And I said, okay. And so I was like, well, you want to go look at the house? I was like, no, I seen the pictures. I said, would you? She was like, no, I get your energy. I'm sitting here thinking, like, I'm scared,
that's
right?
That's a whole entire word right there.
Right. So I said, okay. So we go to the house. And in an hour, she says, she looks around. She says, sit the chair right here. She had sent some questions to me in advance. I looked them over, and they were just basic, you know. And so she said, just talk to me. I said, okay. And she talked to me, and she took it away, and she came back with 3 episodes. And I'm looking, she went and took my headshot off of online somewhere. She found the color and font of my Ask Tiffany Age, and she put it, this magic together. So you have to find people who are good like that, because you can't do everything. Right. And she put together these 3 episodes, and they were wonderful. And I'm technology challenged. And I says, well, I don't know what to do with them now. Like, okay, you
I
gave
have
me
episodes
these words.
Now what?
Right.
Should I call Channel 5, like, here?
I literally. And she says, no, you're going to post them. I'm like, post them how? They're large. They're 2 and 3 minutes. How do I do that? And what's this thing called a thumbnail? You know, and so she set me down for another meeting for an hour. And she said, you're going to do it. And I said, okay. Now, I'm very systematic. Everything has to be a system. I says, okay, so I'm going to do it on Monday. And she says, yeah, and wait a few days, and you want to ask people questions. I was like, well, how do I ask them questions? This is what people right. don't realize, that, you know, sometimes we as professionals, we're experts at what we do. And so when we talk to other people, we don't really know how that translates the shade. I call it the shade of gray.
Right.
You know, and so, and she would laugh at me. And I have thick skin. I don't care if you're laughing at me. And I was like, just help me, please, right. You know. And she was like, no, this is wonderful, because now I can better package what I do to my future clients, because this is beautiful, because you really don't know, and you're not afraid to ask
Absolutely.
Me and tell me that you don't know, where most people walk away, they don't do anything with it. I don't get them
ask
as
requests the
because they don't, because they're too afraid to ask how to do it. And so she said, so you post the question. I was like, okay, I just post the question. She said, no, like questions, like, you know how in your stories, questions. I was like, well, how do I do
what's that?
So, yeah, so long story short, we did all of that, and it was great. And she says, now what I need you to understand is Facebook is not your world anymore.
Boom.
Instagram and YouTube are getting ready to be your new. Now, Instagram, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, this is great, because this helped me rebuild my, you know, and that's fine. And I said, but who is YouTube? Like, I know who YouTube is, but...
Yeah.
You're really stepping me out of my comfort zone. And how do I use that? And now, God forbid, just as you said, I had already had a YouTube station. I don't know why, and I can't even remember what was going on that made me create a YouTube station. But I had already had one. Ask Tiffany H, right? It was already out there.
Good for you.
Again, right? I had no idea. I can't, I'm still struggling to this day to figure out, what was I doing that
you just
I created?
Say thank
it.
You, past Tiffany.
Thank you. Just thank you, past Tiffany. So it was already there. And she said, this is how you. And so that began to say, okay, I need to be more intentional. My future Tiffany went to an event, and it was a marketing company. And they said, at the end of their presentation, they says, we have a prize. One person in the audience, we're going to put together a full-scale 30-day content social media package for whoever the winner is.
That's awesome.
So, of course, you know who the winner was, right?
Right. Some lady you've never met before.
Yes!
We wish her well.
So, I won that. And they came out and they met with me. And I said, now, first of all, what we're going to use is still Ask Tiffany H. But I had them focus more on what I do as far as real estate, not as a realtor, not a flipper. So it's helping me have content in both worlds to speak to that so that I don't get pigeonholed. And they said, you have to come out and do lives. You got to do a live every day. Look, dude.
You see me roll my eyes?
Right. Like, look, dude, listen. You got to take me in baby steps. You can't just throw me in the deep end and I'm not going to survive because I am afraid of water. Not going to work. But they planted the seed to make me realize, and I was always doing lives before, but just sporadically. I was never afraid to just get in front of it and say, hey, what's going on?
Right.
Da-da-da-da-da. It was just that I'm someone who I have to be intentional about what I do. I'm just not somebody just be like, hey, I ain't got nothing to do.
It's new. Here you go.
Right. You know, or just like I'm getting on Facebook Live, just be like, hey, I just want to see how you're doing today in the phone. Like I'm sitting here like, okay, so I'm the who, what, when, where, and how
right.
kind of person. So I struggled because I couldn't still embody the why. Why am I doing this? Yep. What value add am I giving? So I struggled. So even though I had these topics and I had it to do, this robust calendar cookie, I couldn't do it. You have to embody what you're doing to really be authentic. Then lo and behold, COVID came. And I wasn't having a panic attack for myself. The financial advisor in me began to have a panic attack for understanding how this is going to have a huge detrimental financial impact on thousands and thousands of people. And now I am compelled to come out here and give information to help. Like it was, I have to.
Right.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, I think, and I've said this before, and I, if people are listening to these podcasts kind of like binging it, I'm not saying COVID was great, like by no means, but it was helpful to a lot of people. You know, it was a helpful reset. And the last podcast I just had with an entrepreneur, they said that downtime, that initial panic, that immediate thought that you first had was, oh my goodness, people. And sometimes it was, who are the people? So that's when I reached out, like anybody that wants to get on with me and just do a chat and check in, like, let's just check in with people. Mm-hmm. Because I knew that I would be okay. Like, not like I didn't, but mm-hmm. I was okay at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those, like, I had just gotten paid for a project I had completed. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. I'm media, so I could technically still go outside. My kids were home. My kids were safe. Mm-hmm. So I was okay. Who else is struggling at this point? And that's just right. started calling people. Mm-hmm. And I think what I've seen is a lot of people that have had to rebrand. So like Black Girl and CLE cannot be about where to go this weekend. There's nowhere to go this weekend. And people are like, are you still writing? About what? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You know, I can write and I've written for mm-hmm. other things, but. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fit the brand, that's but right. I'm not at a point of, oh my goodness, Black Girl will never be. That's we'll right. go out again.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It can sit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll do something else. Right. We can talk to people. Mm-hmm. I'll do something else.
That's right.
And, you know, it's fine. But that thought of how do I support people in this time is one of the things that I do like about this time is that we all, you know, we did that thing that Americans do where we start to come and take care of your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the mask, the what do you need? How can mm-hmm. I support?
Yes.
And that's one thing I do like. So mm-hmm. from now that you're doing Facebook Lives, I think it's weekly. Is that right? The Ask Tiffany H.
Sort of, kind of.
Okay. Well, they seem weekly to me.
Yeah, thank you.
I saw you started doing the Small Business Challenge. I know we're going to yes. wrap up soon.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So that speaks to exactly what you were just saying. In this time of crisis, what they say, what is the mother of all necessity? Creativity mm-hmm. is the mother of all necessity or something, however
right.
they go,
right.
you know, right? In these challenging times, that's when a lot of great things can come out of it because it makes you think differently. A wise lady once said to me, honey, if you want a sweet life, remember sugar settles at the bottom. So if you want some sweet tea, you're going to have to shake it up every now and again.
Yep. That's good.
So it's in the shake up that sweetness can come if you are willing to be open and agile. Now, again, I shared, like you, as an, and I think it's an entrepreneur spirit. I had a conversation, you know, with my husband. He was really concerned. And I'm the financial advisor, and I said, you know, and we're okay. We're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? We got crunches and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I shared, I said, here's one thing I can guarantee. And as a financial advisor, I can't guarantee anything, right?
Right.
But here's what I can guarantee. I'm going to be okay. You're my husband. You're going to be okay.
Right.
And my mother's going to be okay. My father, my sister, my nieces, my nephew, we're going to be okay. Now, I'm going to land on my feet. Now, my ankles might be broken. My knees might be buzzing. I might break my elbows. I might scratch up some stuff. But I'm going to be okay. Because it's that entrepreneur spirit that we understand we have within us the makings to make something to make the ends meet,
right?
Which comes up with my hashtag, make it happen also, right?
Right.
Like we have that capacity in us. And so with that, as I'm looking out, I started going through the process. I'm a small business owner, so I started applying for all of these loans.
Everything.
Because I did it because I wanted to know what the process is like. Now, if I got it, I'll take it. Don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. right? Because I could use it, but I needed to learn because the more I know, then the more I can help someone else. Because think about the small business owner who's not as technology inept.
Right, right.
And they're not on a computer applying for all of this stuff. They might make things with their hands. They don't even know how to do. We forget about the digital divide, mm-hmm. right?
And entrepreneurship, right?
Right, exactly. We forget about the micro enterprise, the mom pa store, the solopreneur, that one person entity. They don't, all of my trades. My electrician,
yep.
my plumber, my handyman, my you know what I'm saying, the guy who just cuts the grass. They can't even use their smartphones. I'm not being funny to even use it for directional purposes, right? So how are they going to apply for all of this stuff? So I was doing it to figure out the process so that I can see how I can be a bridge to help those who are not going to have easy access to benefit some kind of way. Then I realized, they're not. I am a realist to my soul. They're not. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's going to be the large percentage of micro enterprises are just left out, unfortunately, of the business loan grant opportunities. So what else can we do? So what's this thing called social capital?
Absolutely.
Okay? I'm not being funny, we can have a celebrity or whatever say, hey, let's do this, and here's this next challenge. I could do the Savage Challenge where we're doing makeup. And I mean, we could do all of this stuff. Why not use that to help a business? And so I didn't start off with, I just said, hey, here's a business. I love her products. It was Dorné Body Luxury. And she has this monthly soapbox. I says, listen, I'm going to buy one, and I'm going to promote it mm-hmm. and give it away. Mm-hmm. And she says, you're going to buy it to give it away? Well, yeah, I'm going to buy it and give it away. And so here was the giveaway. And I says, and hey, go like her page. Go comment on her page. And it's reciprocity. It's back and forth. So and here's the giveaway. Then 2 weeks later, I said, hey, it was a new lady who had a beauty salon store. And I'm like, wow, her doors are closed. How are you going? Hair store. Right. How are you going to go in there and buy stuff? Because her doors are closed. And like, what an ouch is that, right? Mm-hmm. With other young lady, she can still sell soap. She can do online clientele.
Right.
The store, like, oh my gosh. So I says, well, I tell you what. She was creative. She says, hey, you shop online, we'll deliver the products to you.
Nice.
Let me highlight that. Can I buy a gift certificate from you out of my own pocket?
Yep.
And she said, another lady, she does these COVID, these t-shirts. It was, you know, her first one I love is Blackity Black and Bougie.
Nice.
Love it. Said, hey, can I get a t-shirt? And she had a Corona line. Says, hey, sis, hey, bruh, 6 feet.
Right.
Get back 6 feet, very you know. Cool. And so it just morphed into, so I said, but how, it got to be more than just me. I'm just one person. It can't be me. And so how can we use our social capital and his stratosphere to help? And so I Googled what small business challenges out here. So I went on Instagram, and there was one post many moons ago that was hashtag SMBIZ challenge. Many moons ago. And so when I ran this idea across a couple friends, they said, well, why don't you use something that's already popular? Because as an entrepreneur, we don't.
You want it yours.
And that it has to be mine, but we give birth to opportunities. And so trying to tag on to something might not be the same essence of what we're trying to convey.
You don't want
to
build on a wrong message.
Exactly. Exactly. And so here it is. And so I said, how powerful to the people who are still working, who have been blessed to have an opportunity to still have income, to just take and highlight a business owner. And I have to say this, and this is nothing slight to the side hustle. The side hustle is a wonderful thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's a side hustle and you still got a full-time job or full-time income. But for the person who 100% is in their business opportunity, and if they don't hunt and kill, they don't eat, that small business owner, that their entire livelihood and everything, that business owner, if we could just highlight, pick one, and just say, hey, your local dry cleaners, your nail tech, your beauty salon, the guy who cuts your grass, you know, your favorite soaps, your social media person, your event planner, just pick one and say, hey, here's my small business that I want to highlight this week. How hard is it to make that post?
Right.
How hard is it to say, hey, go and like their page and go comment on and tag three others so it can build more people? That costs you nothing. I didn't even ask you to buy a product. And that would be nice if you bought a product and raffled it and gave it away to support them. But no, just your time. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I want, is how can we get out? We in our own community can help us better than us waiting for the government to try to come and help us.
And time is currency, which I think a lot of people don't think. You know, I have a constant struggle with folks that do the, don't spend your money, you can do this stuff yourself. I can absolutely do a lot of stuff myself. But if it's going to take me 4 hours, I would rather pay someone who's, this is what they do, because it'll probably take them 2 hours, but I still have 4 hours of time, because I can't get time back. And it's a constant struggle I have with people, because I think time is more valuable than money and energy. So when we start talking about different type of currencies, you know, there's more than just money.
That's right.
And in this day and age, especially right now, there are plenty of people that still don't have anything just because you're waiting for something to kick in or a benefit or you're out of work. Mm-hmm. You can still support just by sharing, because that share might be someone who you share it to, someone might see that, and that's where that person still gets $25 or whatever. And I actually have a friend that someone went and presented this topic, and for whatever reason, the friend got a new customer out of that other person presenting. She wasn't like, even on the call, but that's how it, so it helps, and that's kind of how we used to be. That's like, right. It was word of mouth. We didn't have social media, and we didn't run ads. Like, we weren't in the phone books like that, because we couldn't run ads, you know, slim margins. So before we wrap up, what's coming up, or what do you see in the future for Ask Tiffany H? Are you evolving? And then I'm going to also have you tell everybody how to find you again.
Awesome. Thank you. So, yes, Ask Tiffany H is evolving. I realize that in this world of social media and this world of content, that being able to provide information and resource is key. So I am also going to make a challenge to all of the small business owners who are out here, the micro enterprises, the side hustle individuals. This is not the time to, I don't want to be on social media, okay? Especially Facebook and Instagram. This is not that time. This can be one of the most inexpensive and most valuable tools to let people know what it is that you are doing. It's not bragging. It's your business card. Okay. It's your business card. And again, I have friends who used to call me Facebook Rebel, right? Because I was a social person. I wanted to interact with you face to face, like, right, hey, right, you right, know, right. Network, did it, you know. But I'm also a numbers person. When I seen the analytics and the numbers and the, I said, what? I mean, come on.
You said my favorite word, analytics.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, right? And I haven't learned how to, I just know the power of numbers, right?
Right.
And I know at the end of the day, and I don't care what you call it, one post can get you more exposure than zero.
There is a local blogger who wrote one small tweet and it went viral. And it was something about, like, can we just please move on from this? It was just like a statement, like, let's just all be nice to people and just keep it moving. Something like that. And, you know, I followed her because she's a local blogger, and mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I'm like, are these numbers right? You know. Then later in the day, she said, it's kind of crazy being viral, like, to have that many people know who you, like, she said, it's just a strange feeling and it's hard to manage because people are coming back at you. Yeah. What do you mean just be nice? Like, you know, those yeah. kind of things. But one tweet about let's just be nice and now, you yes. know, 30,000 likes across the world.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. It's yeah. scary. It's awesome. But it's also the point of we got to do business different.
That's right.
And so there's lots of people who they don't have websites.
That's right.
And, you know, as a website designer, I'm like, what do you, you know, even if you don't believe websites or whatever, it's the place where your content lives.
Exactly.
So if Facebook crashed or whatever tomorrow, uh-huh. I could still reach yes. people, or you can still find out what's going on, or right. like it's there.
Because you even helped me with that, because I was like, oh, I'm, you know, YouTube is my repository. And you were like,
no.
Well, what if? And I was like, so it's like on my to-do list, but I have like five of these to it in order of priority. Like, and I have a website, but I get what you're saying, the ability to make that mm-hmm. transition and make that happen. And that's, is this saying that action begets action?
Even a little step.
Just, it begets.
Yep.
Like, if you take one little step, the universe will meet you where you at and give you more. But you have to take the step. So, to answer your question, Ask Tiffany H is beginning to expand to be a resource and content to be able to add value to people, information, and assistance, which thus, Ask Tiffany H.
Awesome. Again, thank you for being on the show. Tell everybody how to find you. We'll leave it in the show notes, but while sure. you're listening.
Absolutely. Again, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @ask_TiffanyH. You can find me on Facebook, Tiffany L. Hollinger. My business page is Ask Tiffany H. And you can always shoot me an email at asktiffanyh@gmail.com.
Thank you for being on the show. Please, we're going to have another discussion. I'm going to have yes. you back because this was
yes,
so much
please.
Fun.
Thank you.
But thanks for being on the show. Everyone, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. Please check us out online at www.blackgirlincle.com and like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Black Girl in CLE. Talk to you next time.